This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, normally you'd hear Barstool Nate right here, but I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time for him and plenty of time for callers, as yesterday was some pretty major news. Commanders trade some draft picks to get Laremy Tunsil, one of, if not the best left tackle in football. You heard our interview a little earlier with John McClain from Houston. He says Tunsil's probably the best pure pass blocker in the NFL, which sounds pretty good when you got one of the best young passers in the NFL. Also signed Javon Kinlaw yesterday. See some important players walk. Jeremy Chinn, De'Ami Brown among the headliners. They bring back Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Tress Way, John Bates. The team really values Bates. I think you heard that in comments.
Blocking, baby.
What's that?
Blocker.
Blockers help.
Hell yeah.
I think, you know, Washington now still has a lot of cap space available if they want to make more moves. Their draft capital suggests that maybe the trade for Trey Hendrickson might be harder to pull off. Maybe since he tries to pull that off themselves. Brian, when we left yesterday, you and I asked each other, hey, do you think there's another big move coming? And we both said yes. I thought a draft pick trade for a major player was absolutely in play. I really thought it was Hendrickson. Ended up being Tunsil.
Yeah.
I don't think this should be a surprise.
I know. I mean, offensive line, D-line is what I felt was the need going into all of this. And people out there, just skip past the comment about we're going to build from the draft. Because you do build from the draft. But whenever you get a chance to get a legitimate player that's already there, you don't have to worry about waiting on the draft. You go get that player and you move forward. Getting a free agent here and there is not building from the draft.
Let's start with Mike in Orlando. Mike,
you got to turn that radio down, dog.
All right. Chris, tell him to turn his radio down. All I heard was Bemis yelling at me. Let's try Bob in Alexandria. Bob, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Bemis and Finley?
How you doing, brother?
Good.
What do you make of the moves so far, dude?
Not enough. I don't know what's going on. They got to get an edge rusher.
I don't disagree with you there, but it is also day one. It hasn't even been 24 hours yet.
But, like, who's still on the board? Take out Trey Hendrickson for now. Who's still good? You know, they had a chance yesterday to get Khalil Mack. They could have paid $18 million. Like, what's going on?
But what if he just
re-signed before the tampering
period
opened? He got the
18 from his team, and he signed back to his team. So you can't make a player do what they don't want.
He signed just before the tampering period opened to stay there.
Well, then who's the best edge rusher left? Because I mean, like, they've got nobody at this point. I mean, they should trade this year's second if they can get Hendrickson for that. So they might not have a lot of picks, and then they'd have to trade out of the first round. But like, they've got nothing else. They've got no pressure last year. They looked terrible. They couldn't stop the run. they still have to play LeSean McCoy at least two more times. They just, there's nothing. They got to get an edge rusher.
Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
You said Shady McCoy.
I messed that up.
It's all right. Now, listen, it's easy to get caught up in the, oh, my God, there's nothing left. If you're looking just straight pass rushers, Judon's still available from Atlanta. Joey Bosa and Von Miller are still available if you want to go the veteran route.
Or you may go in the draft.
You can still add in the draft. Hell, you might be able to bring Fowler back. I'm not saying it's ideal on the edge, and that's an area that a lot of people identified as an area of need. But the only thing I would say is, as of yesterday, nobody thought Tunsil was available. So there could still be moves that surprise you. The league year hasn't even technically opened yet. So I would caution towards determining that it's already too late for anything. But thank you for the call. Did you like the Tunsil trade?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's going to be the best thing that they did all offseason, probably.
For sure. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
You go, man.
I also, maybe I'm on an island. I still like Azeez Ojulari from the Giants. I think that's going to be a kind of down the line lesser play where if you think you can identify somebody that has something, maybe you could play them differently. Frankly, it's what they're doing with Kinlaw. Whether you like it or not, they think Kinlaw is going to provide something that a lot of other folks don't. Let's keep the phones going.
I'm with it.
Chris is, hold on, where am I here? Trying to catch up. All right, my guy's got his radio down. Let's try Mike again. Mike, what do you think of the moves so far?
Hey, I love the moves, and my apologies about the radio earlier. I love the moves. I feel like, you know, we got the help that we needed on both sides of the ball. That's what everyone was screaming. So, I mean, everyone needs to calm down with who got picked. We're upgrading our line, so that should matter.
Appreciate you, brother.
That's what everybody wants, right? Is upgrade the lines.
I think that's what we need.
What they've done. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's try. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex? What do you make? Day one.
I love it. JP, Mitch, what's going on, fellas?
What up, brother?
Here's the thing, man. I love it. Tenzil. Man, the knock on him, they're talking about the false start. Remember, I love what they do on the line, especially when they play away. When they had the center, right before JD5 going to snap the ball, he extends his right hand out. So he can correct that on that and some other stuff. And, I mean, he's an anchor, man. I mean, it is. I can't believe they let him go. But I'm glad they did. And and Kinlaw. Now you see how much Jonathan Allen got. I mean, he was a great guy. I can't put a knock on him as a business, but I'm glad he got his money, $60 million. And how much Kinlaw cost? And Kinlaw is going to be used basically just to clog the middle. That's it. So thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Let's be patient. Let's keep on moving.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Alex. To me, there's two different. The two moves are very, very different. I can't imagine we're going to get a bunch of people calling in that aren't happy about the Tunsil trade. The Tunsil trade, maybe you're going to have to pay him. Maybe he won't come to voluntary OTAs.
It's a strange world, bro.
But so far, I think everybody's supportive of the Tunsil trade. But
it's going to be somebody that goes, just the fact that you said it, somebody that called and said against it.
That's probably true.
You know? So.
But I think the Kinlaw thing is, there are real questions there. Now, the Tunsil trade, the one real question I would add is, what do you make of the penalties? Leads the NFL in penalties last year.
Like our John said, some refs called it, some didn't. And I think what you got to realize, the ones that call it, he has to learn. He needs to start doing what we do. What we ask for when we hear a game is up. Who's going to be the crew?
Right.
And then you know, if you know that, then you got to just have a little tad. And I think also the way that Biadasz, what he does for you snap, it may give him a little line, but you don't want your left tackle looking down the line at the center. You just want him to be listening. So he has to improve on it a little bit. But the ultimate, I mean, listen, bro, the guy's good. And that's what I'm happy about. And I think we can try and correct the other stuff.
I mean, he's the most important job for a left tackle is to pass block.
Yeah.
And he's excellent, perhaps the best in the league at that.
Yeah.
That should be. If you're doing an inverted pyramid telling this story, that is by far the most important part of the story. There are other things that come up and other things you hope he can figure out. And frankly, I think that entire Texans O-line was a mess. I think Washington will be better when he arrives. And, you know, Houston also fired their offensive coordinator. There's a lot of moving parts of that Houston team.
Oh, yeah.
Where Washington seems a little more stable. I don't think anybody has any beef with the Tunsil trade. If you do, let me know, I guess. But the Kinlaw thing comes down to evaluations. I think there's not a lot of people with a lot of flattering things to say about him from San Fran or from the Jets. Not negative things, just like, yeah, I don't know. He has this crazy body and size and athletic ability, and you think he could do something for you. He does tend to get moved off the ball, and sometimes a D lineman with a big frame at 6'6", that's going to happen. I think they believe he could probably be a disruptive pass rusher for him. I also think that's about getting more looks for Johnny Newton and still having some depth in a rotational piece. I know it's easy to get caught up by the cost, but I think the cost is more reflective of just a rising salary cap across the league.
See, the thing about it is, like, the judgment on the cost has to stop being how much we think. That is what people make in the NFL. In his position, at his level, that it happens. You can't get upset at that. That's going to happen anyway.
It's fairly fascinating as things continue. We'll let folks keep weighing in on the lines. What do you think so far? We're literally less than 24 hours into the legal tampering period. Our guy Toothpicks on the line from Texas.
Pick, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's good, man? B-Mitch, JP, long-time listener, first-time caller. Listen, I really do like the trade for Tunsil. You know, I see Mekhi Becton still sitting out there, and I like that for him being a guard to take care of those two big boys in Philly on the inside, especially if you're taking our draft pick from last year and kicking him in the guard. Now, we strong in the middle. We already know what Tyler Badass going to do, and that gets us closer to Philly. I'm interested in y'all's thoughts.
What is the question, Pick?
He's
forgive me.
Looking at going for Becton.
Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton at guard.
I don't think you're adding Becton and who else? Goff?
No, Becton. You already got Tunsil. You move Coleman inside. You already have Becton. I mean, you already have Tunsil.
Yeah.
You're saying if they were to go after Becton.
I don't see that happening. You've got Allegretti, Wiley, Coleman, Cosme. I think they already now have to figure out what their move is with Coleman, and maybe that move has put him at left guard where he played a lot in college. Then Allegretti becomes your right guard while Cosme comes back. Wiley stays at right tackle, or you move Wiley into guard and you put Coleman at right tackle. I don't think what Becton's going to cost, I don't see it, honestly.
That's the only thing that gives me pause.
He's a massive dude, obviously, but, you know, Andrew Wiley's a guy that played right guard for the Chiefs, played left guard for the Chiefs. He didn't play. He played tackle in Kansas City. Wiley can be moved around. Coleman can be moved around. Allegretti's been a versatile piece. I'm not ruling it out, I suppose. But I think for Becton, at some point, if they are going to address more, Becton might cost you a little bit. And Becton was a tackle for most of his career until he got to Philly. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think the D-line, the outside edge of the D-line needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and I think you need another corner. There's other things you need. Thank you, Pick. Appreciate you always listening, buddy.
All right.
The Rams are now just releasing Cooper Kupp.
Well, Cooper Kupp, they're going to release him.
Release him.
Hey.
Cost you nothing outside of what it costs you.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to cost you whatever he negotiates. But that's what I think about it. Cooper Kupp is going to have interest. And that's not going to be easy. Hell yeah. Did you see how many?
Nobody traded for him. Somebody traded for Christian Kirk.
But I'm not trading for you because I know they're going to cut you.
Everybody knew they were going to cut Christian Kirk. I wonder if there's like serious injury issues there that a lot of the league is just like, that's a no for me, dog.
I think Christian Kirk trade, what he got for him, they would be expecting more for Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp now is a free agent. Then I could go out there and sign him. I ain't got to give up nothing for him.
I am interested in Kupp, and I recognize he's missed time. I'm fully aware of that. But when he is on the field, he's very good. And he gives Washington something else. Just being 6'2", just being that big, much bigger. Not that Debo's not super physical. And hell, Terry's physical. There's a lot of physical players. I don't want to take anything away from him, but Kupp's just a bigger dude. He played in the playoff games for the Rams, was pretty good. I don't know. That one, for all the people calling in with various players, that one to me is kind of remains on my radar.
I'm interested for the right price.
Sure. I think everything's the right price, right? Let's see if we can track down some Johnny Bates audio in a moment. Let's take another call. Chris is in Damascus. Chris, what's
up, dude? Hey, fellas. Hey, B. Mitch. Love you, bro. Hey, now you might be able to, especially you, B. You saw when Lassay came in and Jacoby moved, so you might know a little bit about offensive line, which you comment on that. I'm not hating on Trent Scott as a backup, and Allegretti definitely is your backup center. Well, let's not forget how we struggled when Beatis got hurt a couple games. So that's going to be valuable. Allegretti's got experience. He called the play or called the line. I see that. So he's valuable, but we lost Lucas, and we need a swing tackle, backup tackle somewhere, because Coleman's going to move somewhere. But, B, I thought you might think about how those linemen move around. I know it's hard to figure out, but that's my opinion. Thank you, fellas.
Hey, man. I mean, I think what they do a lot of times, they try to find guys that can play more than one position, because when you go in a game, sometimes you don't know which lineman going to get hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, like, they normally have 3-4 guys on the sideline. And one of those guys played more than one position.
Well, Coleman's not going to play left tackle now. So that's where it starts. And I think if Coleman goes to right tackle, then you've got maybe it's Wiley while Cosme's coming back. But I think Wiley serves as a backup swing tackle. I think if something happened to Tunsil, Coleman goes back to left, Wiley goes back to right. Trent Scott, I believe, is set for free agency, but if you can get him back, he can kind of be a backup swing tackle for you. He played some tackle. Losing Big Luke stinks. It's a guy I really like. I've known for a long time. He got some good money from Cleveland. Maybe, you know, more than Washington was willing to spend, frankly. Yeah. Washington brought him back last year. I don't think they're in a hurry for Allegretti to go anywhere, and he does have some money still attached to that deal. So it's I don't know that there's another massive O-line move coming. That doesn't mean draft, but I wouldn't. They just made a big move to improve their offensive line.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, dude.
But they need more than just 5 of them. You know what I mean?
For sure.
They need way more than 5 of them.
We haven't checked in with the aquarium. I do want to hear from the boys on what was a busy first day of the tampering period. Phone calls remain open, 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi capability, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
And here's the best part. Here's the best part about Rood systems. They are whisper quiet. No more of that loud clanging in the middle of the night that wakes you up. With Rood, you get to sleep peacefully throughout the night. And B, you got to tell the folks about the savings. You can get federal tax credits. You can check out all the information on the Rood website, and you can save serious dough.
Yep, Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I want to check in with the Aquarium boys. We got two Commanders fans and one Giant fan. It's almost more fun to check in with a Giant fan these days.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, what do you make of yesterday's moves? We talked Kinlaw, and then you add Tunsil. Big move for Tunsil.
I like both moves, JP. AP said it. He said we got to address the line, and he's going to address what he said he had to address. And I think it was the right move to go ahead and get Tunsil off the trade because we would have just been in another bargaining campaign because we don't know what goes on, you know, behind the doors. But I'm quite sure a lot of these guys, you know, they was going to the best bidder, you know. So I'm kind of glad AP made those moves, and I want to see where we go from here.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not over. Lot more to come. Heavy Metal Chris, what say you?
I love getting Jaden more pass protection. I think that is fantastic. I wanted to see more deep balls from him last season, and I think a guy like this on the blind side is going to really help that. So,
yep. All right. Christopher's in. White Brian, as a Giant fan, watching everything unfold.
He's pissed at everything.
What do you make?
Yeah, I will be happy as long as Aaron Rodgers is not a New York Giant.
How's that looking? What's going on there?
He's still the betting favorite to land in New York, which is scaring me. But the talking heads are saying Pittsburgh now.
He was just in New York.
Now, what is the... Are they going to trade up to number one?
That's been another rumor. I think the Titans want to stick with Will Levis, which would really
That's
help me out.
Incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know if Cam Ward's the guy. I know, I'm pretty sure Will Levis ain't. But you could also trade out a one and stick with Will Levis. You know, you could trade from 1 to 3, get whatever you get, and then stick with Levis. If I was the Giants, if Cam Ward's there at 3, I'm very interested. I don't know that I'm paying to go up. Mm-hmm. I do like Ward, though. Have the Giants done anything of note otherwise? Didn't they sign a safety after letting the safety walk?
DeVito.
Yeah, they got Holland at safety, and they got a corner, and then they re-signed Darius Slayton.
They basically said, we're pissing Brian off this.
But didn't they let, who was the safety they let, Xavier McKinney they let walk last year, right?
And then he led the league in interceptions.
Good thing you signed one this year.
Wait. Y'all let him leave, he led the league in interceptions. You let Saquon leave, he leads the league in rushing. So y'all let people go, they go find themselves.
Yep, and they paid Darius Slayton the amount of money Saquon Barkley wanted. $36 million.
The Giants are like that girl you know who every guy she dates and then breaks up with, the guy marries the next chick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what the Giants are right now.
They scare people into, you better just go get hitched.
All right, let's take
some of them out there like that now, Jay.
Let's take some calls. Romeo's on the line, B.
Romeo.
What up? Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Art thou right here. What's up, B, man?
What up,
man? One of my favorite players, Redskin players of all time, man. It's good to talk to you. And JP, you know, you do your thing, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, but, man, I like the moves we made yesterday. I would really love to see us get Hendrickson. But we can, and AP we trust right now, you know?
Yeah, I'm with that.
Listen, I would also like the Hendrickson trade. I think it's still entirely possible if you're looking at – if it's what we heard before, and I don't know how accurate it is, but they were interested in a late second. 61's still sitting there. And I understand if folks want to scream about building through the draft – we play.
You get Hendrickson. I don't want to hit those.
Well, like B. Mitch said earlier, we are building through the draft. We're using those draft picks to get a proven talent, you know?
Yeah, that's well said. And I think if you get Hendrickson, and then you're going to have to put a deal together, right? You're probably going to have to pay him. But all of a sudden, the players, the quality, the caliber of player you have added in Lattimore, Debo, Tunsil, Hendrickson. I mean, these are all pro players, man.
Yeah.
If you go back in time, I think Breer tweeted this out. Over the last few trades that Washington's done, they got Lattimore, Debo, Tunsil, and fourth and fifth rounders. They gave up 2/3, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh, and next year's second and fourth. So if you start,
right,
if you cancel out what would be the fourth and the fifth for 2/3, a sixth and a seventh, and a second and a four next year, you got Lattimore, Debo, and Tunsil.
You work, yes, baby.
You're at least working.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's a process, and it's going to take a little bit of time, you know, to get it really where we want it. But while we got this rookie quarterback, top five quarterback, where we got him at right now, this is the time to make those moves.
Thanks for the call, Romeo. Appreciate you, Romeo. Man. I think if you're not happy about Kinlaw, I can at least, like, entertain that conversation. But you've got to allow for Peters and Quinn to have their own evaluation of it.
Yeah. And I'm like this, man. If you say in Adam we trust, tell something goes wrong, don't judge him based off of what the past was. You know what I mean? The man has been hitting for you.
Yeah, I mean, the Lattimore trade didn't go well last year. I don't know how
it's
healthy
not complete
the guy
yet,
is.
Though.
Yeah, I think you got to see him healthy. Let's go to Rick in D.C.
Rick. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're good, buddy. Rick, how you feeling? Brother?
I'm good, man. All right, so I got a couple questions. But first, I want to say I love the Tunsil trade, and I really think the Kinlaw trade is actually underrated, purely off of size. I really love Kinlaw just as a big body in the middle. But my questions for y'all is, how do y'all feel about the height situation with the receivers, and what's going on with this corner and safety issue? When are we going to address it? I think as a team, we're still a little too old, so I kind of want to get a little bit younger, and I know that's probably going to come with the draft, but the draft picks are slowly decreasing, so what are we going to do about that?
You talking about the height situation with the receivers, you said?
Yeah, because we got Terry is what, 6 foot? I think Debo is 6'1". As of right now, I guess we still got Noah Brown, but everybody else, I mean, who else do we have? I want somebody like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
The question I would ask is why?
Because I feel like
I hear people say that all the time. And then I start running around the league and I see a lot of people 5'10 making plays all day, 6 feet making plays all day. I don't think it makes a difference when you're beating the people.
So my question to you, B. Mitch, is those 5'10 receivers that you see that are making big plays, who are their complementary receivers looking like? Are they also 5'10, 5'11, 6 foot, or are they also on the taller side to where they create? My thing is, I don't need a huge big name at 6'5. I just need somebody that's going to bring attention to them. And if they're tall enough, they're going to create attention.
I care somewhere between your point and Brian's point, I guess. I care. It'd be great to have a tall receiver. I'm with you. But I don't care if it's a big name. You're better off having good receivers than necessarily tall receivers. Because
I respect it.
If I can, my man Jeff, who did you once call for a 10? Was it a 10 touchdown season or just a 5 touchdown season?
10. No, 5.
It was 5.
Who was that?
It was Cam Carroll.
And it was Cam Sims.
And Cam Sims.
He was 6'3", right?
6'5". He was tall.
And I don't think he garnered attention or was good enough.
I'm not mad at the prospect of tall receivers. I hear what you're saying and like it. I like it in the hypothetical space. But what I care more are good receivers on the field.
But you know,
I 100% agree. I just think maybe one receiver that's maybe 6'3", 6'4", and we should be straight. But my main issue, because we just did a whole lot. That Tunsil trade made a big difference, whether people believe it or not. So I'm not really too stuck on the offense. I know y'all don't like bashing names, but I do not want to go with Quan Martin, Percy Butler, and Benjamin St. Juice on our defense going into 2026.
St. Juice is a free agent.
He's a free agent?
He's not here next year for sure.
Quan is headed to – I think Quan's a really good player.
But see, I just like
– But do you think that there are ones? I love them as players,
and Quan,
but not
sure.
As our ones.
I think,
this time last year, people had those same questions about Chin.
I think Quan played
better. I love Chin. I love
right,
that
but,
Chin.
But
I
go back a year ago, and everybody, we had people from Carolina that were like, oh, that dude can't help you. So,
That's true.
You also got to see what people look like in this system. I mean, specific, you want to talk about a tall wideout. Do you want Keenan Allen? I think he's like 6'3", isn't he?
Yeah, I told you I like Keenan. Yes. But the reason I like Keenan, not because he's 6'3", because he's a good receiver.
Right.
See, I've heard that all my life, and I've been on a lot of football teams. I've seen a lot of football. Ain't a lot of 6'3 receivers. You got them. It's more of them that are shorter that could just cook people than the tall ones that cook people. You know, you had Randy Moss come along. We had T.O. come along. We got my man right now. Went back to Cincinnati.
Chase or Higgins?
Higgins. But if to say you gotta have one, they don't have 32 of them a year that's real good at 6'3", 6'4". They don't have 16 of them a year.
That's true.
Yeah. So
I appreciate the call, fellas.
Yeah, it's a good call, man. Thank you. It's a good conversation.
Yeah, I like it.
There's obviously stuff people want. Quick break. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We're taking your calls when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. My guy Rusty's in Delaware. What up, Rusty? You fired up by the first day of Commanders action?
How are y'all?
We're good, buddy. How about you?
So very fired up. And, you know, I was on the line here yesterday when we found out about the Kinlaw, so that was exciting. But also, I love being on hold with you guys because I forward all the office calls to my wife, and they just come unannounced, and it's kind of a hilarious joke between us. But nonetheless, I see the Kinlaw trade a little differently than most do. I see that trade kind of prevents us from relying on guys like Sheldon Day, the deeper depth of the chart when it comes to defensive line. I think that this is more of a move to enhance a Johnny Newton and to kind of put some pressure on a Daron Payne, who's going to be probably looking for some money soon. So So I think that it serves two purposes there. Not only do you get a player that, if he plays to his potential, is a decent player, but also you have, you know, other people on notice to say, hey, this guy might help us get better as well. As far as Tunsil goes, that's a no-brainer. I mean, that is a great trade. I loved him coming out. I hated what happened to him on draft night. And because of that, I've kind of followed his career closely. Former offensive lineman. I was thinking about this while I was on hold. I was at a Redskins game years ago, and an old-timer from my area, he said, you know what? He said, Townsend, when I think of your football career, this is what I think of. Holding offense, number 73. And I told him, I said, that's not what I think of, but I appreciate that. So fans are going to fan. If there's anything wrong with the player and the penalties, of course, that's going to be glorified. And as far as the last caller was saying, besides the guy sitting to your right in that chair, one of my favorite Redskins is Mr. 8-9, and he wasn't 6 foot tall, and I think he did pretty damn good.
Hell yeah.
All right, brother.
Thanks for the call, Rusty. Great call.
All right, man.
I think wanting a tall receiver is a great idea, but most receivers, I feel like, are 6 foot, 6'1".
Yeah, or less. So I just, like, I've heard it, and I understand why people say it, because Randy Moss was a damn terror. But how many Randy Mosses has played in this league?
How tall was Randy?
6'5". 6'4", 6'5".
Okay,
6'4". But he ran 4'3". And he had like a damn near close to 39, 40 inch vertical. He had everything. But I asked a question. For all the people that want to always say you need a tall receiver, just give me the last 4 or 5 years and give me the 6'3 to 6'5 receivers that were good. That's all I'm asking.
I'm just pulling up.
I want to know if you could give me 16 of them in 1 year for sure.
How tall is Chase? How
tall is Jamar Chase? Probably about 6 feet.
Give us that number, White Brian. Jamar Chase went for 1,700 yards last season. Then you have Justin Jefferson, Brian Thomas, Drake London, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He is 6 feet tall.
Chase is
6 feet.
What about Jefferson?
Amon-Ra is probably, 5'9"?
I was going to say Amon-Ra, but it seems short.
Justin Jefferson probably 6 feet, 6'1" at the most.
Brian Thomas is 6'3".
Okay, he's right at 6'3".
Rookie with Jacksonville.
Okay.
I think you're right, though, B, to your great
point. No, but
Amon-Ra is probably not even 6'3".
I've heard it since I got into the league, people saying that. And I promise you, I'm going to go on a limb. There's 32 teams in the NFL. There have not been
Drake London 6'4".
Haven't been 32, 30. I'm gonna say hadn't been. I'm gonna get a little bit. Hadn't been 40 of them since 1990 in the league that were considered good that are 6'3" or higher.
I don't know if there's a real math guy out there that wants to try to do the homework on this and figure out how many, like, what's a fair. I mean, we could make it Pro Bowl, but we could certainly make it All Pro. How many dudes over 6'3" have made all pro teams since
at receiver?
Since in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
And now that might look different for tight ends because you start counting.
No, but we ain't talking about tight ends.
And, yeah.
You know, tight receivers. Ends are normally going to be 6'3", 6'4", whatever.
Right.
You need them to be a base in between, right. Blocking and all that. But the receiver is different when you just, people say it all the time. They have to be this, they have to be that. And I'm like, why?
Why? Tony is in Durham. Tony, what up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, hey, Big T, Mitch.
Sorry,
JP.
Man. Go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
Sir. What up, fellas? I like the Laramie Tunsil trade. I think we get a Hall of Fame tackle. We've been missing that since Trent. I like Kinlaw. I think he helps beef up the middle some. But I want to take a different approach and see what you guys think about. Instead of trading for Trey Henderson, maybe we go and trade for Jair Alexander, use one of those second and third round picks, and sign DeMarcus Lewis on the edge, and maybe sign Cooper Kupp to maybe a 1 year to $8 to $10 million a year salary contract, and roll with that, man. Tell me what y'all think, fellas.
I think a few things.
Are they trying to trade the kid he just said?
Alexander, yeah.
Okay.
He's asked for it.
Yeah.
Lawrence. I like the idea of DeMarcus Lawrence, but he had a major injury last year, and I don't know what that costs, what that looks like. But Lawrence, man, you talk about a dude on the edge that can help with the run. Tank Lawrence can do that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's 33 and had a major injury last year. So I don't know about that. I would still be in on Hendrickson. And Cup for 8-10 mil, I'd be in on that.
Like, yep, 1 year deal or something like that.
1 year deal. If he gets hurt again, that is what it is, you know. But and Cup for the tall receiver crowd, I mean, he's 6'2 and bulky. He can play a physical, and that's what they like in their receivers. Physicality. Get downfield, block your ass off. Yo, thanks for the call, Tony. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, fellas.
They say Amon Ra is 6 feet. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I was in Detroit, stood next to him. If he's 6 feet, I'm 6'2.
If he's 6 feet, I'm 6'2. When we return, a dude that's definitely not 6 feet, Barstool Nate joins the show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.